up.
It's Breakfast Food with Natalie Guest.
Oh, yes. Hello, Nat. How are you?
Morena. I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to have you back in the studio with a flash new sting now as well. Look at that. It's legit.
So professional.
It's us here at BFM. Very professional.
Very professional. That's what people think of when they think of BFM, you know, synonyms and all that. Hey, what are we talking about this morning, Nat?
We're just going to talk about some pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy.
Love a humble ingredient.
Nice.
$4 for a whole one.
Is it at the moment?
I reckon, yeah. Wow. About that at the market.
And they're big right now too.
Huge, yeah.
Big chunky pumpkins.
Yeah, and fun fact, they're New Zealand's most dangerous vegetable.
Okay, what does that mean?
In the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
People nail themselves when they're cutting them up. And
yeah,
it's got to be pretty scary and have a very sharp knife on hand.
Yeah.
I always have to buy a cut pumpkin from a supermarket because our flat only has crap knives. So we just can't cut a big pumpkin. That's a problem we could fix by getting a better knife, but you know what?
Watching my flatmate cut a pumpkin the other day, and it was just
stressful.
Yeah, it like can be really stressful.
At it. And I was like, you need a cleaver or something, I don't know.
A chainsaw.
Cut it on the flat. Cool, so I've got a few recipes that I've been throwing together recently for a pumpkin. My favourite thing to do, like when you get home from work and you're pretty tired and you just want to chuck something in the oven.
Yep.
Is just do large slices of pumpkin, like thin, and roast them just with some salt and pepper and oil until they're golden, and then you make a herb sauce.
Oh, nice.
Like with coriander and parsley, which is also in season at the moment. Nice. So blend those up either in a food processor or mortar and pestle, chuck some garlic, olive oil, a bit of mustard is really delicious.
Ooh,
as well.
Tasty.
Yep. And you just, once the pumpkin's cooked, plate it up, put the herb sauce on, and serve with a little bit of yogurt on the side.
Just like that, easy.
So delicious, yeah.
So you're talking about big, like, I wedges. Always think of them as smiley face wedges.
Yes, exactly. That's a good
nice
way to describe
thin
it.
Thin smiley faces of pumpkin.
Yeah. Another really good, delicious thing to do with the pumpkin that's super simple is roast it in a large wedge with the skin on.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, those wedges that you buy at the supermarket, maybe cut it into three.
Nice.
And get some mascarpone and just have that on the side with some rocket.
Oh.
That's dressed with a bit of olive oil is really good.
Mascarpone,
as well.
The sweetness.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, sweet and sweet.
That's what I like about pumpkin is it is so... It's such a sweet food to have as your central meal. You know, big pumpkin soup or something is always so nice and comforting.
Someone has texted in saying my favourite pumpkin cutting device is a meat cleaver.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know
that would do
that.
It's
job.
Really scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really scary. Gotta, be careful with your fingies.
That's the one.
Another really delicious thing that I've made over the last couple of months is some with some leftover roast pumpkin is some dumplings.
Oh, yum.
So roast pumpkin kind of mashed up, cut a little bit of raw broccoli into it, a bit of raw cabbage, ginger, garlic, coriander, some chili, and salt and pepper, and then just buy some supermarket dumpling wrappers and stuff it with that.
Roll away.
They're vegan. They're
very
pretty
nice.
Healthy. I do fry them.
What is your dumpling like wrapping method? Because I'm just not very good at it. They always look really ugly when I do them. They taste good, but they look ugly. What's your best sort of method?
I guess. Well, for those ones, I just do half moons.
Okay.
So that's really simple.
Yeah.
And that's quite good if you're frying because you've got two quite flat surfaces and the pumpkin doesn't need to really be cooked. It just needs to be warmed through inside.
Got you. Yeah.
But I did do a dumpling workshop one time with Farrow Fresh, and they taught you how to fold like all these amazing different styles. It's like very cool.
Ooh.
I might do that actually on my Instagram. Yeah, because there's so many fun things that you can do. I like the tortellini style.
Yeah, they look cute, eh? Yeah,
very cute.
Just more things coming in about cutting pumpkins. Someone else has said,
terrifying.
A safe way to cut pumpkin is to make a cut down one side and then drop it on the ground and it will break in half.
My old head chef showed me this. That's a hot tip from the kitchen. There you go.
Bust it open.
Yeah, I don't know. It sounds messy.
Someone else has said, am I weird if I eat pumpkin skin? Is that a thing?
No, Nat? I don't think so. I think it depends what pumpkin it is. Like a crown pumpkin, you know, the grey ones. That's pretty nice with the skin roasted, but something that's quite firm like a squash could be a little bit
yuck, maybe
a little bit chilly.
You're not weird. Yeah, not you're not really weird, Texter.
I feel like those grey skinned pumpkins, when you roast them, the skin actually goes a lot softer than I think it's going to go, because it's quite tough, and then you roast it and you're like, it's not so bad.
So good. Another thing that I like to do with some pumpkin is just put leftover pumpkin again. So basically I buy a whole pumpkin, roast it a whole lot. And then put it into either some salads or a frittata to have for breakfast is really great.
Yum.
Or just chuck it into some soup if it's already roasted, put it in with some stock and a few veggies, blend it up. Yeah, it's a good time. Amazing. It's a good cheap time.
It is a good cheap time. Fantastic. We love a good cheap eat, honestly.
Yeah.
And it is the season for them. Don't chop your fingers off. That is the hot tip of the day, really.
Someone also told me once that if you put the whole pumpkin in the microwave for 30 seconds, then cut it. Apparently that's easy.
Yeah, someone's texted in something to that effect. Put a wet towel on top and then microwave it. Safe as, apparently.
And then slice it.
Oh, wow. So, I'll have to try that.
Yeah,
one.
You might have to try them and report back.
Yeah.
We have, again, so with our flat, useless kitchen equipment, we have such an ancient microwave, I'd be slightly scared to do that as well.
I must admit, I don't own a microwave.
Too pure.
Oh. So handy, though, for heating up old lasagna and stuff like that.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
Nat,
yeah.
That was fantastic pumpkin recommendations. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.